This chazor zeichen nishu tebachich et l'shagam v'am Yehuda mesechta yuma daf nun zayin. The Mishnah said, v'hizam imenu ala pareches keneged orin mibachutz. A braisa explains, the pasuk says, v'chein yase lo'oil moyed. This teaches that just as the blood of the pyre and the goat are sprinkled once above and seven times below in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they are sprinkled in the same way in the Heichal as well. The pasuk continues and says, Hashoichin itam besoich tumaisam. This teaches that the Shekhinah is with the Yidin even when they are tamei. Fakhtigmar, how can we learn that we must sprinkle in the Heichal from a Hekesh from the sprinkling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The sprinkling of the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself is learned from a Hekesh, meaning the number of times the sprinkle is learned itself from a Hekesh, and something learned from a Hekesh cannot teach further through a Hekesh as well. Mar says, the sprinkling in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is learned partly from a Pasuk and partly from a Hekesh. This is not considered to be strictly through a Hekesh, and it can therefore teach further even through a Hekesh. For the Gemara, there's a sheet that holds that this is still considered to be learned out from a Hekesh, and therefore could not teach further through a Hekesh. Gemara says the first Hekesh is about the blood itself, whereas the second Hekesh is regarding the placement of the sprinkling. Since it's not the same concept that's being taught, it's not considered to be the same thing, and such a further teaching may be done even through a Hekesh. Gemara gives a second answer, that parts of this are taught through direct psukim, and therefore allow any parts taught through a Hekesh to be further taught as well, since it's also taught through psukim. Tachmar Vaita. Braisa says, when he sprinkles in the Heichal, he sprinkles towards the Pareches, but does not make the blood touch the Pareches. Or Belazar, the son of Yossi, said, I have seen the Pareches in Rome, and I saw many drops of pyre and goat blood from the Yom Kippur Avoida. Maybe what he saw was blood from the Pyre Helam Dover or from the Sirei Avoida Zara. Mara says, he saw that the blood followed a pattern of being sprinkled one achas lamala and sheva lamata, so it had to be from the Yom Kippur Avoida. Abraisa says that the blood of the Pyre Helam Dover should also be sprinkled towards the Pareches without touching the Pareches, but if it does touch the Pareches, it's still kosher. Rav Elazar, son of Yossi, said, I saw the Pareches in Rome and saw many drops of blood on it from the Pyre Helam Dover and the Seirei Avoida Zara. Maybe what he saw was the blood from the Yom Kippur Avoida. Mara says, he saw that there was no pattern, so the drops could not have been from the Yom Kippur Avoida, because that had a pattern of achas lamala. What should be done if the blood of the pyre and the goat get mixed together before they're sprinkled? So Rava said one set of sprinkling should be done, and it's considered as if the blood of the pyre and the blood of the goat were each sprinkled in a kashadika way. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked that that can't be valid, because that would mean that the above sprinkling of the goat will have been done before the below sprinkling of the pyre. And we learn from a pasuk that it's not valid if it's done out of order in that way. So rather, Rabbi Yirmiyah said he sprinkles a full set of one achas lamala and sheva lamata with intention for the pyre, and then another full set of achas lamala and sheva lamata with intention for the goat. Back to another question. What happens if the blood of the animals got mixed together after the achas lamala, but before the sheva lamata? Rav Papa thought to say that he should immediately sprinkle one set of seven times with the intent for the par and the goat together, and then does one more sprinkle above for the goat. Rav said this clearly can't be, because we can't sprinkle the seven below for the goat before sprinkling the one above for the goat. Rather, he should sprinkle seven below with intent for the par, and then do another full set of achas lamala sheva lamala with intent for the goat. Another question, what happens if the cups of blood are confused, but they're not mixed up together, but we don't know which one's the par, which one's the soyer? And for the Gemara, he does a set of achas lamala sheva lamata with one of the cups, does it again with the blood of the second cup, and then does it again from the blood of the first cup. In this way, he is absolutely certain that the blood of the goat was sprinkled after the blood of the pyre. Another question. If part of each blood went into a third cup, so now there's a cup of pyre blood, a cup of goat blood, and a cup of mixed blood. So in that case, clearly, he should use the pure blood for the sprinklings. However, what's the halacha with the mixed cup of blood? Is it considered like any shirayim blood, like leftover blood, and therefore has to be poured at the base of the mizbech? Or is it considered to be mamish rejected and would therefore be poured into the stream of water that flows to the azar? Our papa said, since he may not use the mixed cup for sprinkling, it's surely considered to be rejected blood. Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said, since the blood was not actively rejected, it's not considered to be rejected and should therefore be poured at the base of the mizbech. The Mishnah said, Eira dam ha-por le-toich dam ha-soyer. Zoktimor, our Mishnah follows a sheet that the two bloods are mixed together before being applied to the corner of the Mizbech. There's machloikis. There's actually a matter machloikis between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonison. One says that it's mixed, and one says that it's not mixed at that point in time. We can bring a proof that it's Rabbi Yoshia is the one who says that it must be mixed, because he says regarding a different topic that when a pasuk connects two things with a vav, it means together. Therefore, when the pasuk regarding the blood says v'lochach midama par u midama soyer, it means that both of them should be mixed together. So, no, it could be that Rabbi Yoshia would agree that the blood must be mixed also, because the pasuk says that the blood should be placed on the corner of the mizbeach achas bashana, which teaches they should be mixed as one. Mara says the Braisa, which clearly says that Rabbi Yoshia says the bloods are mixed together before being applied to the corner of the mizbeach, and Rabbi Yoinison says that they're not mixed before doing so. The Braisa explains that Rabbi Yoshia says the word achas teaches that there's only one set of application of the blood to the mizbeach, so it must be that the blood of the two animals are combined before this process of putting it onto the mizbeach. Rabbi Yoinison holds that the achas teaches that there's only application for each animal. There's only one application for each animal, but the blood of each animal is takadon separately.